Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, Saul, his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men died together that same day. 1 Samuel 31, verse 6. This caused such panic that local Israelites abandoned their towns, quote, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them, verse 7. Then later, as the Philistines were stripping the slain enemy's bodies of valuables, they came upon Israel's royal family. Was it not ignominious enough that they had suffered such a crushing defeat? No. The enemy is never satisfied until he not only lays the Lord's people low, but finds a way to attack their God as well. Like a post-mortem court-martial, they stripped off the armor and, quote, sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim it in the temple of their idols and among the people, verse 9. The armor they placed, quote, in the temple of the Ashtoreths, verse 10. There seems to be confusion about, quote, the Ashtoreths, but for our purposes it matters not at all. Like the Baals, they are often used generally to refer to a family of deities who were all shams anyway. The Philistines then fastened the headless bodies of Saul and his sons to the wall of nearby Bethshan. So there. But they didn't stay so there for long. You remember Saul's first and most stirring exploit? Nahash, the Ammonite, had offered peace to Jabesh-Gilead if the men removed their right eyes. Chapter 11. Saul marshaled Israel and, with the Lord's intervention, rescued the town. These, quote, valiant men didn't forget Saul's kindness and returned the favor. They, quote, traveled all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh. Chapter 31, verses 12 and 13. I don't want to be critical, but it might be nice if we returned kindnesses to our friends sometime before their funerals. Just a thought.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.